Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Friday, the 5th of March. Starting off with ARC Minerals, where we've got shares making progress, slow progress after the unfilled gap to the upside through resistance that we had in January. Normally, unfilled gaps through resistance are the starting point of a multi-bagger situation, hence we are looking on this very keenly at the moment. Current situation is we're at the floor of a rising trend channel from last month. That's around the 6 pence level. And the view here is at least while we're above the 50-day line, around 5.5 pence, we could hit the top of the rising trend channel from January, as high as 9.5 pence. Top of the range there could be up towards that 2019 resistance line projection at 10 pence plus. So about 5.5 pence up to 10 pence plus, but mindful and hopeful that gap higher is the start of an acceleration to the upside. Stock where the bulls have been very much in charge, and got some people I see on Twitter slightly exasperated that the stock has gone up so much, but Clear Leisure here breaking last month's resistance early in the new month, so last month's resistance 305. And the view was and is that while we're above that, looking towards the top of that rising trend channel from the beginning of January, that's currently promising a target, I suppose, as high as 6.25 pence by the end of this month. So behave very well, actually, for a stock which is obviously a tiddler and normally rather illiquid. Oil stocks have I've probably neglected in relative terms, but here we have Europa. Here we've got a break of the resistance line there from January, and the 50-day moving average tend to get that sort of combo. So that's 1.41 pence, above 1.4 pence on an end-of-day close basis. Looking for Europa to hit the top of that extended rising trend channel from back in March, this time last year, as high as 3 pence, and that could be hit by the end of next month while we're above that 50-day line. On to another oil stock, which I think I did cover at the time. I covered it, EnQuest, on the basis that the shares had gapped through resistance, and if the chart comes through now, we'll be able to see why or how that happened. Here on the EnQuest chart, we can see how early last month we had a gap through the January resistance there at 14.84 pence, and we never filled that gap, and that's a sign that there could be a big move. The shares have just hit the top of the channel, that target we had, the top of that rising March trend channel around the 24 pence level, and the view now is that at least while we're above the floor of the overnight gap at 22 pence on an end-of-day close basis, we could have a new leg to the upside as high as the January 2020 price channel top at around 45 pence by the end of next month. At this stage, anybody back below 20 pence and recent initial March resistance really delaying the upside scenario. On to a stock which has been requested, and quite a few people who are keen still on this particular one. Gene Drive. Here we've had, I suppose, consolidation that we've had over the last couple of weeks. We had the shares hitting 150, 160, which was September resistance. Disappointing, obviously, that we didn't go up there towards £2, but it was a big ask, I suppose, in a way, given that the shares had come from a sub 50 just a few weeks before. The plus point at the moment is we've got the 50-day and 30-day and 20-day moving averages rising, and we're at the floor of a rising trend channel from January. The base of the channel there at £1.24, and while we're above that level and we can have a decent close above that, we're looking towards the top of the rising trend channel from January, still promising that elusive £2 target. I suppose if you wanted a momentum trade, you'd wait for an end-of-day close above the initial March resistance at £1.50, but how long this consolidation between, let's say, 120 and 150 lasts is difficult to call. The plus point as well, though, looking at the oscillator, is the way that even on the dip, the pullback that we had from that £1.65 peak last month, the RSI remained above neutral 50, If it is in the 50s, it tends to be a leading indicator on a move to the upside. So hence, FAB 124 looking firmly for a push to the upside at Gene Drive. On to another stock which has been requested, Hemogenics. And here it's sort of nail-biting time in terms of the price action. We've had the low last month at 5.3 pence. Low so far this month at 5.5, so that's a win. And a nice bounce so far intraday as well for the shares off the higher low. We had support in June last year around 5.14, so the 5p's seem to come in, or seem to be a decent support for Hemogenics. And I suppose all we're waiting for now really is sustained price action back above 6 pence, which was support on the way down last month. The proper momentum break would come with a break of 7.5 pence, which is that resistance line there from September last year. So various points there, but the main message with Hemogenics at the moment is that above 5 pence, we are in potentially the accumulation zone or recovery zone for the stock. On to a stock which is which has been highlighted to me today. Here we've got Infrastructure India. I know it's a very illiquid situation, but weekly close above that resistance line there from the end of September, 1.8 pence, could be enough to trigger a follow-on move towards 4 pence in the top of the rising one-year trend channel. Upside or the recovery argument in force while we hold above 1.4 pence, which is the October support line on the daily chart. Good situation coming up next. One of the few genuinely bright situations around at the moment. Breakout for Origo Partners. We had resistance from August broken around the 0.21 pence level. And above that, we're looking for at the top of a broadening triangle from this time last year, as high as 0.8 pence, which seems rather optimistic. But so far, I suppose we've actually had a 0.45 intraday move, so can't complain too much at this stage. But at least above the 0.2 pence area, looks as though Origo is ready to break higher. A stock which doesn't have much charting material to go by, is Path Investments. Here, the interesting development is the way that we've broken above the initial March 0.56 peak, above that on an end of day or a weekly close basis today, and we could see the shares partially or even fully retest the best levels of last month, probably shooting for 0.8 to a penny while we hold above the 0.5 pence area. That's probably the best call at the moment, given that we don't have much to go on. Stock which is definitely a vaccine recovery play is Revolution Bars. I think people are gagging to go back to the bars and the pubs at the moment, or go out anywhere, I suppose, really. The situation here is that we've broken that December resistance line there at 30 pence, and while we're above that, looking for significant upside here, probably up towards a line of resistance that I'm drawing at the moment, 65 pence. Over the next 2 to 3 months, so maybe by the end of May, we're up to 60, 65 pence. If we're really lucky, I suppose by the end of next month could do the trick. But it's nice to see relatively obvious and stable support zone, or former resistance zone, becoming new support at 30 pence. So above that, we should be on our way for Revolution Bars. Couple of stocks to go now. First one is Tullow, which I looked at recently. I was amazed at the progress the shares have made. Here we've had a breakout through the February peak, which was 47 pence, and above that on an end of day close basis, we are projecting the shares as high as 90 pence really, which is the top of the 1 year trend channel. That would be quite a coup for the bulls, and at this stage only back below that old June peak at 42 pence, really delaying the upside scenario. It shouldn't really see any price action back below 43 pence, which was the initial March support. Finishing off with a stock which was in the crosshairs of the bears, hasn't gone well for them so far, and I think we've had a high of a pound so far today, which is approximately a pound above the bear target that some people have had. Current situation, though, is that we're in this broadening triangle, which is what you would like to see in the most bullish of situations. We also have that unfilled gap to the upside from November, which, as I said, with reference to EnQuest, tends to be the sign of a multi-bagger on its way, and that's what we've had so far. Up to target here now, up to £1.30 by the end of next month, and especially while we hold above the 94 pence initial 2021 peak. So a decent weekly close above 94 pence today, and 130 should be on the cards for Zoetic by the end of next month. That's it from me today. Join me again over the weekend.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.